Hello, you have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is LaShonda. Are you currently in need of emergency roadside assistance?
Yes, I believe I need a jump start. I might have left the lights on all night. But I had just called earlier, and I got the updated text on when they were going to be here, and it said like 70 minutes. So I stepped inside to get a cup of coffee, and the dude, I seen a missed call, and the dude says he came by here and couldn't get a hold of me. But I literally just stepped inside to get a cup of coffee. So he was only here for like maybe 2 minutes and then left. And he told me that I have to call and deal with my insurance all over again because I don't think he wanted to turn around and come back.
Can I have the telephone number that you used when you called in?
Yes. It's going to be 850-266-5969.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
It's going to be Emma Wallace.
Thank you. One moment. One moment.
All righty.
All right, ma'am. So I can assist, but we'll have to do this all over again, and it's probably going to be out of pocket for you now.
That's the thing, too, is my bank account is compromised, and my whole bank is on frozen at the moment. That's what I was dealing with yesterday. And literally, I was standing in my doorway, which I can see right down my driveway, just getting a cup of coffee right there by the door. And I didn't even hear my phone ring. And it literally was 2 minutes of him saying he was here at this time. And I made a cup of coffee and came right back out. It's like he didn't even stop to try.
Well, we've had people from our corporate office trying to call you as well. They've called you 3 times, and the provider was on the scene.
One phone call from the driver, and then one phone call from the insurance.
So we were on scene, so it will be out of pocket for you today.
Okay, I just need a jump start.
I can give you a jump start, but like I say, you'll have to pay for it out of pocket.
Okay. I mean, I don't understand, because it really... I was standing in my driveway the whole time.
I only can go by the notes that I see.
Yeah, I understand. Where I live is also like a dead zone, so sometimes my phone doesn't work. So I'll walk to the end of my driveway to get my phone to get better signal. But, you know, I've been sitting here waiting.
So you're paying out of pocket then?
I need somebody to jumpstart my car. I mean, I don't care what it takes. I just need it done.
Okay. So usually a jumpstart is anywhere between $60 to $80. That's something you're willing to do?
I'm willing to use the insurance and the roadside assistance that I pay for monthly to give me a jumpstart. Because if that dude just called me and said he was here for 2 minutes, he should be just down the road and have no problem coming back.
Well, like I've shared, our corporate office have called, tried to call. The corporate office.
Yeah, but I've been standing outside the whole time. I didn't even see a car drive past by or nothing.
I can't do anything about that. I only can go by our notes that our corporate office said the provider was on the scene. They tried to call you twice. The provider tried to call you 3 times. So since we had to pay him to come out.
I mean, I can check my phone records. I pay for roadside assistance every month.
Right, and we pay for him to come out there.
I have my own jumper cables. I just happen to give them to a friend that's having battery issues. I don't understand why I pay for roadside assistance for y'all not to help me. What if I was in
we came out
state
and you wasn't there.
On the side of the road, I'd just be stuck.
We did come in, but you wasn't available and you wasn't with the vehicle.
I'm telling you, I've been standing in my driveway. I literally, my coffee pot's right next to the door. So I reached in to make a coffee pot and I've been smoking a cigarette on my porch. And I didn't see nobody stop. Because I've had people break into my car recently and I don't trust it not being in my sight because of people trying to break into my car. So I can promise you I didn't see nobody stop.
Ma'am, I can't control any of that. Like I said, that came from our corporate office.
Get me on the phone with corporate, please, if you can transfer me.
I can do that. One moment, please.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. One moment.
This shit's looking ridiculous.